Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Yeah. Hey, man, where my real niggas at in this motherfucker, man? You feel me? Do the real nigga walk through for me, hey? I be feeling like the man when I walk through. Ain't saying what you saying when I walk through. I got all these hoes staring when I walk through. I done made a few bands on the walk through. Watch me, hey, why me walk through? Hey, why me walk through? Hey, why me walk through? I done made a few bands on the walk through. I done made a few bands on the walk through. People don't know, now I don't talk to. Me and Paula, many big heel boss too. Sitting at the round table making balls move. I done walk through with Gucci on my feet. Who got more money, you or me? I'ma walk through usually. With my nigga Beverly, that I got a tool on me. I done slumped past security. What the fuck do you need? Just to see me when I'm coming full speed, got that V12 running. And I'ma jump the fence if I see 12 coming. Even if I were blind, I could still smell money. I can't trust no outside niggas, they could tell them. I'm the alphabet boy, cause I keep a L on me. I smoke good, throwing up my set in your foot, nigga. I be feeling like the man when I walk through. Ain't saying what you saying when I walk through. I got all these hoes staring when I walk through. I done made a few bands on the walk through.
What's going on, family? This is JB with your weekly radio show, JB's Lock It In. This is the weekend of the 13th. We got some racing so far. We got some racing still going on. We got racing in the DMV area going on with Drag Racing Best News down at the beach. I think that's tomorrow and Saturday. I think that's called the Party at the Beach, and that's going down tomorrow and Saturday. And just now on the page, I think I saw a lock-in. I don't know if they're locked, but I saw a talk of Kenny Beecham in the headline of Mustang versus Jason Gray in the Copperhead off the trailer tomorrow night at Colonial Beach. Now, I don't know if this is locked in. I'm guessing by the end of the night we will find out if it's locked in or not. But this is going down tomorrow at the beach. Now, you know, the beach is having a two-day event. Like I said, it's called the Party at the Beach. I also think Copperhead is locked in to do some business with Jerome Ward and the Half-Breed. I don't know if that's Friday or Saturday, too, but man, it looks like a lot of stuff could be going down Friday and Saturday at the beach. Also, going on in Piedmont this weekend is the Takeover, the Grudge Inc. and Takeover Racing is doing a race at Piedmont. That's at Piedmont on Saturday. Got a 28-275 shootout, $3,000 to win. Got a couple grudge races locked in, and, you know, it's going to be a good one. You know, that's in Piedmont up there in Greensboro, North Carolina. So, if y'all not doing anything, head on up to Piedmont this weekend. Or, you know, like I said, you got action in the DMV. Either way, man, you got some good stuff going on this week. In between, you know, you got the Colonial Beach, Party at the Beach, you got Piedmont. And, you know, this week should be definitely a good week. And, you know, with that said, you know, if anybody has something they want to try to lock in for this weekend at the beach or lock in for this weekend at Piedmont, you know, hey, get it across and, you know, speak your claim. And also, I don't know if y'all heard, but Mr. Monster Motorsports Capital Punishment Grudge Fest is going on now October 4th at Capital Raceway. So the race that was postponed from the 6th is going on October 4th. That's the rain date. That's with Mr. Monster Motorsports at the new Capital Raceway. So head on out there and, you know, catch who's going to be the belt winner between the Horseman or Metro Area Grudge. Now, y'all can tell me who y'all liking that too. You know, there is a belt. I think Mr. Monster's putting up a belt for whoever takes the most victories between Metro Area Grudge and the Horseman. So, you know, that's up for grabs. That's October 4th. And my boy Brock Fairclough has a race. I think it's Grudgetoberfest. He's doing down in Outer Banks. That's coming up in October as well. And as y'all know, I'm trying. It looks like I might be heading out to Georgia next weekend to Ronnie Brown's race. I might be heading on down there. And that's, man, I'm telling you, it's going to be scary. I think the Tree Man is locked in with the Coroner now. The Coroner is getting a 1-1. SVO, my boys, SVO, they are locked in with none other than the Candy Cane, owned by the 901 boys. And the Small Block Extreme Belt has been put up for a race between Fletcher Cox and the White Boys. Now, I know there's some other stuff going on. I think there's even talk about a race between the Florida Boys, Big Low, and John Doe. I don't know if that's going on next week, too, but tune in because it's a lot of stuff going on. I mean, that's next week. That's down at SGMP. So, I mean, it's action every week. And tonight, I'm hoping to get a call from Mr. Josh Jones. They are down at House of Hook because tonight the Bad Storm is locked in with Gold Rush for the second straight week. Last week, Gold Rush red lit, and Bad Storm took the easy victory. This week, they are locked in again, head up, House of Hook, run by 9. So, you know, hopefully we'll get an update from there. And, you know, like I said, if anybody, you know, has anything they want to say or anybody want to get something across for, you know, this week, next week, whatever, if you want to lock something in or get something out there, definitely go ahead and get it out there, get your point across, because it's some racing going on this weekend, next weekend, following weekend. I mean, it's racing going on at all times. And, I mean, also, I think there's an October 3rd, there must be another ladies' night coming up with J.C. Richardson. And they are, I think, if I'm not mistaken, October 3rd, you could see Jimmy Riddle versus the headliner. Now, yes, you did hear it. Jimmy Riddle in the Riddler Deuce might be taking on Kenny Beecham in the headliner October 3rd at ladies' night at Dinwiddie. Now, I mean, this is just, I mean, you don't get no better than that. I mean, these are that's two of the baddest small blocks on 28s in the DMV. You got the headliner Mustang versus the little deuce of Jimmy Riddle and Richard Harris. Now, that thing, you know, that I've heard talk of that going down October 3rd, and from what I know, Jimmy Riddle is looking for more action on the same day. So if somebody wants to get out there and play with Mr. Riddle on October the 3rd, I mean, the mics are open. If you got a small block on 28 to 275, get it on. It's time. I mean, you can stay in the bushes or you can come out and be heard. But that's October 3rd for ladies' night up at VMP. I will be in the house. And I know Mr. Running Bear is on here somewhere. And Running Bear, I can guarantee you, Mr. Running Bear will probably be looking for action on the same night. So that's October 3rd. That is latest night. So if you're looking for action October 3rd, if you're looking for action October 4th, if you're looking for action the 12th or the 13th of this week, or you're looking for action period, you know, go ahead and let it be known, because we got plenty of callers in here. And nobody has clicked that one button yet, so I don't know if everybody a little scared or they gun shy. But, you know, like I said, I got plenty. I got Running Bear. I got the Maryland Boys. I got the Slut. I got the Boys from Carolina. I got the Lawyer. I got a lot of people in here tonight. And like I said, everybody is up. Oh, here we go. The first person that's not gun-shy is not from the DMV, but he is none other than the pizza gangster himself, Stefano. What's going on?
What's going on, JB? I missed you last week.
Oh, man, I didn't get to what happened last week. We had a, you don't have Facebook, so you wouldn't have known, but we had a full-blown, like, little storm down here in, you know, where I live. I live in the sticks, And, you know,
right.
where I live, we got, like, satellite internet. So, you know, once that went down, I was pretty much stuck because, you know, the radio show is done by internet. So I was pretty much in the bushes, you know. I was stuck, you know.
I thought you didn't pay the electric bill. I was worried about you.
Nah, I'm
gonna
not,
have to send you a little something down there. I got you. You know I got your back.
I hear you.
Yeah, I ain't trying to play the lights go out in Georgia with you. You know what I mean? Even though you're in Virginia.
Oh, talking about Georgia, man, I've never been. I'm gonna be honest with you. I've never been to SGMP, but it looks like the door has opened for next weekend. So I might have to. Let me see about this mic. I got a mic open.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess I don't know if they wanted it open or not, right. but they got a 336-825-1773. Did you want
right.
your mic
JB,
open?
I got to sign off for one. JB, I got to sign off for 1 second. I'll hit you right back.
I just want to get on, but I'm going to put my phone on mute.
Oh, what's going on? Austin Garner, what is going on? Are you at House of Hook?
Nah, I'm at Piedmont.
Oh, okay. Okay, so what is that race going down tonight between the Storm and the Gold Rush?
Yeah, it's going down. So far I know of it, you know, I ain't driving the car, so I don't know what they're gonna do.
Okay. But what? Give me an update, man, on what is looking like for this weekend.
Well, you got Donye, Tony. You got the Rule of the Bad Storm. I think it's some top sportsmen trying to get some action. You got a whole bunch of cars coming for that 28-275 shootout, like the Wheelchair Mafia, Sabo, Richardson, all them. Hold on real quick. Yeah, then, we'll be there. I'm testing tonight, see what I can get done.
So the Black Mamba is at Piedmont right now about to make some shakedowns.
Yeah. So we just made one. We're going to have to make one more, and I see some little S10 down here. We're going to see what we want to do.
Oh, Lord, so you ain't just shaking down. You looking to bust some ass.
Well, yeah. I mean, ain't no need to come to the track and it be right, and then you just look at people.
So, hey, is there any chance of you – I know you're probably coming out here in November for Larry and Joe's race in Capital. Are you coming out October 4th, too? Or?
October 4th. I believe me and the ruler might be going to Mike Hill's race, but I'm not sure.
Oh, House of Hook. Okay.
I'm not sure. I got to see what I can talk him into doing. You know, I'm with him. That's my teammate, and you know, I see what he want to do.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah, he want to take that little Mustang and get a little action. I hear that.
Well, it might be another car as well. And I ain't talking about the burgundy one, Nate.
Oh, something else coming out of the shed, huh?
29 inch tire car.
Oh, okay.
But just gotta see let me guess,
a Nova.
Yeah.
Okay, so he coming on back out with that too.
Yeah.
Damn, man, yeah, that's what's up, man. So, yeah, I know he said he was bringing another Nova out, not the street car, but he said he wanted to bring something else out to play. So, yeah, and the way the 29s is going, man, that's where all the action at anyway. So.
Well, the small block stuff's picking up too, and I believe I really don't want to put it out there, and then I have to bite my tongue, but I believe that he's got one of the baddest small blocks, and what people fail to realize, it's a straight head with a cast intake. Ain't no little chief or SBX like most of them people got.
So it's a straight head cast intake.
Yes, sir.
Now, while I got you on here, now, if you had to say right now, because I know they had it up at Dinwiddie, and, you know, I know they didn't get any action with it. But if the ruler and the Southern Assassins ran with their small block, who would you ride with?
Who would I ride with?
Yeah.
Well, I got to go with my teammate. I mean, sure. Got to ride and die together.
I hear you. Because I heard, now, I know they were at BMP trying to get action with it, and they talk like they got the baddest, you know, the baddest small block And you know,
no, they run good now. They run good, but you know the rule. You just don't jump out there and grab the bear first when you're trying to get everybody else.
Oh yeah. You don't try to grab the bear. You grab hold of the bear, knock the bear off, and then all the cubs gonna go in the bushes.
Yeah, but I believe we got less motor than most of them boys, but we feel all right.
That's what's up. So, yeah, so, you know, are you any changes going on to the Mamba this year, or the Mamba going to stay like she is until maybe next year?
Yeah, it's going to stay like it is until maybe next year. I might got the wrong cam in it, but it's too big, but we're going to make do with what it's got. I mean, hey, you seen me come to Maryland, and it wasn't even right, but it still ran people.
Yeah, y'all did. Y'all came down and y'all got action, so. Hey, 240, did you want your mic open or? 240-577-5170. All right, 240-577-5170. All right. Pizza Gangster, you back on. I see your mic is back open. 610.
Yeah, I'm going to go on mute. I'm about to make another pass. I'm going on mute.
All right. Well, let me know how that thing go, man.
All right.
Stefano, Mr. Pizza Gangster, you back?
Go ahead, JB. I'm just straightening out one of my employees. I got you. I'm back.
Oh, you just straightened out one of your employees. That ain't good.
Hey, you know, you got to do what you got to do. You got to keep everybody in check. You know that.
Oh, yeah. So let me ask you this. November 1st, I think it's November 1st, is there a chance that we may see the Wolfpack Nova versus the Pizza Gangster, Motor to Motor?
Listen, we don't even have to wait that long. I'm waiting on, he could call me tomorrow and we could set something up for this weekend, maybe even Capital or whatever. I'm waiting on the phone call from him. And, you know, so like I said, we've been just sitting patiently and, you know, I figure I'd give the man a chance to get his thing, you know, get everything in line. I haven't heard back from him since the last time we talked. So when he's got the numbers. And like I said, I'm loaded in the trailer now. If he wants to do something this weekend, I'm ready this weekend. You know what I mean? So, but like I said, we're just sitting patient waiting for him.
Okay, so the Pizza Gangster is ready. You ain't even no doubt about that. You ready when
there,
you
listen,
ready to lock
him? Listen, if he call, yeah, we can lock this in right now. We can lock it in. I'll tell you what, this is how ready I am. We can lock it in tonight or tomorrow. We can find somewhere to race tomorrow. That's how I'm ready.
Okay, I hear that.
So we're just waiting. Yeah, so we're just waiting on him to get it. You know, like I said, I haven't heard nothing like since last time. You know, we were supposed to get together, but. Hopefully, you know, the sooner the better. But I got something working up this end. Somebody ran their mouth up this end here, and we're trying to, for us it's a little thing, but a blower car was running his mouth up this end. So we might have to stop on him on Sunday, just a little bitty grudge race, and him in check. So we'll see what goes on.
Oh, okay.
And that'll be
okay.
That'll be Cecil on Sunday. So, like I said, we're trying to stay busy, but there's nothing going on. No? I mean, the weather hasn't cooperated in the last, what, how long? Three, 4 weeks? It's been pretty bad up this end.
Yeah, the weather hasn't been too great up here either. I can't really say the weather's been, you know, too great up here either. I mean, you know, I think they got some stuff planned for this weekend. Like I said, I know there's a race supposedly going down at Colonial Beach. There's a two-day, yeah, that's a two-day, Friday and Saturday.
Right.
And then they got something going down at Piedmont on Saturday. And, you know,
gotcha.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on. I mean, I don't know what the weather's going to do for us. I mean, it looks okay in this area for right now, but, you know, the weather can change at any time.
Yes, sir. But like I said, the weather's coming around for us, so I can't wait to get, I'm jonesing at the bit to get out there. We'll see.
Yeah.
Like I said, we might even go back after your boys. Your boys from Detroit.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
I got a little sour taste in my mouth over there, buddy JB, and you know what that's about.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, so
we definitely want to, like I said, if we get that together, if they come up this way, they got as much action as they can handle. All right, Jimmy, I got to jump off real fast. I'll hop back on, my man.
All right. Just let me know. .301-263-5944. Your mic is open.
What's going on, JB?
This must be the Bad Goat.
Yes, sir.
Now, Mr. Bad Goat, I saw some pictures of that thing, and it looks like the thing, and it looked like you got a little help, too, and it looked like she back together.
Yeah, I got a lot of help, you know. I had to go back to the drawing board, you know.
I understand, man. Looked like old Daniel was helping you out, and you know those good guys, man. Daniel's a good guy, and looked like you got it in the trailer, and you're ready to go make some shakedowns.
Yeah, sure. I'm gonna go down to Capitol and make a couple shakedowns tomorrow.
Okay. So everything you gonna go at it on the motor, or you gonna go ahead and let it have a little bit?
Well, I'm gonna make a motor pad, and I'm gonna turn the juice on, you know.
Okay. And then if everything go right, is there a certain red Camaro on your list?
Yes, sir.
I kind of felt that there might have been a little red Camaro on your list for October 4th.
Yes, sir.
Uh-oh. The Bad Goat.
I'm not jumping the gun yet. I got to do some. I got a lot of work ahead of me tomorrow, so just take it from there.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. So you're going out to Capitol tomorrow, make some shakedowns, and if it run the way you think it is, dead on, you know, you ready to go.
Oh yeah.
Well, that's what's up, man. I'm happy to hear you back, man. You know, you good. One thing I can say about you, you're a good kid, man. You know, I like to see you doing good. So, you know, I hope the car get back together, and, you know, that's what's up.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Yep, I definitely want to see you get back out there, man. So, you know, I know I was up there the last time Capitol had a race, and, you know, I think it was Capitol, and you was having some problems. So, you know, hopefully everything going good, and you can get out there and make some passes and get to some action.
Yeah, we're going to try.
So, is Daniel going tomorrow, too? Or?
Yeah, he's taking his car, too.
Yeah, that thing, I'm going to tell you, that thing right there, man, that thing's a killer, too. It's nothing
to be played
with. I'm going to tell you, for a full body Nova, there's nothing to play with on that piece.
On one kit too.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you, if he ever start getting real froggy and lay two or three guns to it, somebody might have hell on their hands.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, October 4th should be, you know, I'm glad Monster got a rain date and got another date coming in, so that should be good, man. I mean, I'm happy to hear that. You know, I think it's going to be one hell of a show. I can't wait to see it myself. So, you know, I know there's going to be a lot of action going off. And, you know, just like this weekend, I think I'm waiting for some people to get in on this to confirm. But if I'm hearing right, there's a chance that tomorrow at the beach, Kenny Beecham will be taking on the Copperhead off the trailer.
Mm.
Yep. And,
I don't
know
who to ride with that on that one. Is it straight on the trailer or what?
Straight off the trailer, and see, that's the thing. I agree with you 100% because off the trailer is anybody's race. See, the faster man is not always going to win that race. See, you know, we can sit here and say, now, I'm going to be honest with you, you know, who do I think got the faster car? Well, I mean, I think Kenny might have the faster car, but, you know, I know Jason, and one thing about Jason Gray, he loves off the trailer. I mean, the man's nickname should be off the trailer because he likes that, and that's his type of racing. So I think that's going to be a good one. You know, I can't make it down to see that one, but I will definitely get an update, hopefully, from the track.
Yeah.
So, hey, let me ask you something. If Stefano, the pizza gangster, and the Wolfpack Nova lock heads, who would you ride with? Now, be you know.
Is it 8 Mile or Quarter Mile?
8 Mile.
No, I think he said he wanted to go to the big end. It don't make a difference to me. I'll go either or.
Oh, so it could be either or. So, hey, pick your – you can pick either scenario. If they go big end, you can go big end. Or if they go eighth, they can go eighth. Who you like?
To be honest, I never saw Capano comic. I've never seen him, to my eyes, go down the track. You know, I never seen him actually make a pass. So, you know, every time I see him, you know, I never get to see him go down the track. I just see him in the pit, so I really can't pick, you know.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that should be, you know, that should be a damn good one. I really think that could be a good one. I mean, who knows? I mean, all motor action can go either or, and, you know, eighth or quarter, I think it's going to be one hell of a race. I mean, I might have to get there to see that one, so. I know they've been wanting to get at it for a while, so hopefully that thing will lock in pretty soon.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that – now, I know you don't want to say – Lord, two mics opening up at the same time. I don't know if that's good or bad, but I think I know one of them. 301-904-1391 and 410-800-5687. First mic, 301-904-1391. Your mic is open. Alright, well, I might have to mute that one. 410-800-5687.
What's up, JB? This is Kevin with the Johnson.
Oh, this is Kevin. What's going on, Kevin?
Not much, man. Just, you know, call to give a little shout-out, say what's up to my uncle. What's going on?
Oh, okay. I hear you. Yeah, old Stefano's on. He's on there telling me that, you know, him and Calvin from the Wolfpack, you know, that's a race that, I mean, he's been wanting for a while, and I think Calvin, you know, I don't know if Calvin feels the same way, but I think that race probably will go down this year, and I'd like to see it myself. Both cars are all motor, all horsepower, and I think that could be, you know, that could be a good race to see. You know, you don't see much,
yeah.
You don't see much good. You don't see many good horsepower to horsepower races. So, I'd like to see that.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I mean, we tried to do it before. You know, certain things happened, which, you know, it's all good. You know, Calvin's a good person. You know, and you know, just hopefully the race goes down. You know, it should be a good race.
Yeah, Calvin, you're right, Calvin. I will say one thing about Calvin. Calvin is a good guy. I will say that.
Yeah, that, you know, it'll be real nice to see.
Yeah, it'll be nice, man. So you going anywhere this weekend? You headed to the beach or anywhere this weekend?
Not this weekend. I think the next thing I'll probably do is I'll probably come to Capitol for Monsters Race.
Okay.
Yeah, that's for right now. That's the only thing I, you know, got on my agenda. But, you know, who knows?
Okay. Yeah, I think that's another one that's on my agenda too. So, yeah, that should be a good one.
You know, I'm riding wherever my uncle goes, so, you know.
I hear you. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You gotta support your family, gotta support your team. So, yeah, I definitely hear you on that one. So, you know. Hey, now let me ask you something. Now, this is, you know, Mr. Jarell Apollo sound like he's coming back out, sound like the GOAT, and, you know, I like the kid, and sound like he's coming around and, you know, making some progress. Now, who would you like to see the GOAT? Who would you like to see the GOAT go up against this year before the year out?
I really don't know. I mean, the only person that really come to the forefront of my mind is probably my man French Montana. You know, with the GOAT.
Yeah,
but,
that's.
You know.
I think that And see, I think Jarrell thinks the same way, because, I mean, I know it's no love, hate, but I know these two have been talking some shit for quite a while now, so I think that could go down before the end of the year, too. That's just, you know, it's no love lost, but the two guys, you know, they want to see who's the fastest, and I think that one could go down before the end of the year also.
Yeah, you know, it's just good to see the young guns, you know, come up trying to race, you know, do something positive. So that should be a hell of a race.
Oh, yeah. I love a good race, man. I'm going to tell you, I can't make it. I cannot. And I cannot make it to Colonial Beach tomorrow. But if I could, I would really like to see, you know, I would really like to see that race between Kenny Beecham and, you know, Kenny Beecham and the cop head, but like I said, I could not make it tomorrow, so.
Yeah, that should be a real good race. You know, like you said earlier, you know, Jason is a monster off the trailer, so, you know.
Yeah. Now, I just opened the mic of somebody, and I think his name is French Montana, if I'm not mistaken. 301-848-4879. Am I right?
What's up, babe? What's up?
What's going on?
Man, I can't call it, man. Just calling in all, like I always do, show a little love, that's all.
Yeah, I got, you know, I was just talking to Kevin, and he, you know, he said, no, you know, just a race that he would like to see go down, and I mean, I know you probably like to see it too, is, you know, you versus the Bad Goat, which, you know, I think I told Kevin, and I think that's one that might just go down this year, you know.
Put it this way, it will go down.
That's what's up, man.
There we
go. I like to hear that.
Yeah.
I like to hear that from both sides.
Yeah, I mean, like it ain't nothing. It ain't nothing but to do. You know what I'm saying? But a race. I'm coming to win. So. Ain't no deadline on it. Ain't no time frame when it's gonna happen. But it'll happen this year. I can promise you that.
Well, that's what's up. Long as it happened, and I think it's gonna happen. It don't have to have no date. I mean, people, if they really
want
to see it,
you want me to bring it on? How do I do it?
Yeah, most definitely, man. Like I said, hope everything go right on both ends. It'll be a good one. It'll be a good one.
Oh yeah,
I ain't gonna say no more. It'll be a good one.
And see, that's how it should be. You know, if you. The race, like you already said, you don't have to say nothing. The race will go off. It's not a date on it, but the race will go off, and shit's going to happen. So that's all that's needs to be said.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. It should be a good one, man. I just called in. I ain't hearing nothing, really. I just called in and pressed one.
Oh, well, we were talking just now, and I don't know if it's locked. Maybe he'll get on later to let us know, but I know there had been talk about your uncle, Jason Gray, taking on Kenny Beecham tomorrow off the trailer at the beach.
That's a good one.
And, you know, we were just talking, you know, who do we think is faster? Well, I think Kenny's faster, but at the same time, you know, off the trailer is, I'm going to tell you, it's a game. I mean, you know, anybody, I'm going to put it like this. Anybody can win, it's anybody game off the trailer. Because I done seen some races where I knew who was faster, and they could have been faster 3 to 4 tenths, but off the trailer, you know, anything can happen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you got to adjust to the track, anything can happen. But I know Kenny or Jason will get on here pretty soon, and somebody will let us know if it's locked or if it's just, you know, people, because you know how people will talk about it, and it ain't locked, or it's just two people wanting to see it, but it didn't lock in. But I think I have one of the people right on here right now. Let me open this mic of 869-1541, Mr. Kenny Beecham.
What's going on, bud?
I'm trying to be like you when I grow up.
Man, I ain't making no noise. Jason was supposed to run Jerome, and he's working on a few issues with his car.
Huh?
So I told
him. Yeah, watch for me.
That that I would step up and run him and me and him talk today. Uh-huh. It's not going to be off the trailer, Bub, because I was coming in at tomorrow night anyway to do a little testing. I got to make a pass on new tires. I got brand new tires on my car, so it's not going to be off the trailer. They'll probably make a shakedown. I'll make a shakedown, then we'll run.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. So, yeah, I think that event tomorrow could be a good one. I know, like I said, I know I did see, that makes sense, because I saw that Jerome Ward was supposed to be running the Copperhead on the flyer, so I guess Jerome's still having problems. So.
Yeah, Jason said he was going to do it for the Vine. He's doing it for the Vine.
Yeah, and that's how he, and I'm going to tell you, that's usually how he does it. Like I told everybody on here, you know, who do I think's faster? Well, I think you're faster, but, you know, anything can happen, and I think it's going to be one hell of a race. So if everybody want to see it, they'll get, you know, they get their little ass on down to Colonial Beach and come on to the party at the beach. I think the weather's going to be real good tomorrow. I mean, Saturday's, you know, looking a little funny across the board, but tomorrow the weather's looking real good.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to get on Saturday, but like you said, I think tomorrow's going to be a good day. Saturday, I think it's going to be a wash all the way around, but I got to give Jason Copperhead props for stepping up and doing the race. And like I said, we'll go down there and have a little fun, put on a little show for the fans. Like you said, if he's dead on the tree, I mean, it ain't gonna be no easy win. He's got his car figured out now. It's running pretty good, so it ain't gonna be no easy win. I think it's gonna be a good race.
And see, that's how I see it. So I mean, you know, I wish I could see it, but I actually planned some stuff that I can't, you know, turn down. So I actually done stuck my, you know, I didn't really know. See, I just have found out about this race this week. You know, I just found about it about this week, so I really couldn't plan it or whatever this week. But I was planning on going Saturday, but like I said, I just looked at the radar for Saturday, and I'm going to be honest, it doesn't look too good for a lot of areas on Saturday. So, if anybody wants to get out there, they better get out there tomorrow.
Yeah, we had planned on going to Piedmont itself. I mean, both cars are ready, but I've had a few breakdowns this year, and we kind of got to take a little break for a couple weeks, get some more money up, so we get ready for Florida. You know, we got to get ready for that big race.
The mayor to pay the goddamn bill, huh? Tell the mayor to pay the bill.
That's what's up. I think I'm gonna go on ahead down. I just talked to Jay. The other day, I think I'm going to go down to that one myself, down hang with old Baldy myself. But I know I'm going to go to that one, and I might, you know, I didn't really know, but I might be going to
yeah.
I might be going to SGMP next weekend. So.
Going to where?
SGMP in Georgia.
Oh, yeah, that's an awesome race.
Yeah, I
like going. One of Ronnie Brown's guys contacted me and wanted me to come down there. And I told him, man, I'd love to come down there. It's just the money's a little tight right now. I would love to come down that race. That's a good race.
Yeah, it's looking like I'm going to head on down there. I mean, they got a lot of stuff getting locked in, a lot of stuff being talked about. I mean, I know the Candy Cane is taking on SVO. Fletcher Cox, you know, the defensive end for the Eagles, his car, training day, is going up against the white boys. Who else we got? Oh, the corner is getting a 1-1 from the tree man. And who else is locked in? I think they were – oh, well, I don't know if they've locked in, but the John Doe boys from Young Money, them and Big Low have been talking for the last couple weeks, so there could be a chance of that race going down. So, and then they got the middleweight shootout, so that's going to be a good show.
And don't forget, right around the corner, you know, we got that October 4th. Let's Monster get that date so we can put Mag away for a final thing. So, that's a good race, too.
Yeah, I just was we were just talking about October 4th, and we're glad Monster actually ended up getting a date to reschedule. And I mean, I think it's awesome of y'all to, you know, let Monster get that date. I mean, I don't think people understand how that's how business is supposed to work. And, you know, y'all just good people. And, I mean, y'all were supposed to have a race, but y'all went on and, you know, gave up your date, and y'all going to come up and support old Monster. I think that's, you know, that's how grudge racing should work. You look out for me, I look out for you.
I think it was a team effort. All the boys, all the people on that team got together on a conference call. We think that'd be the best thing to do so we can still come up there and race, put on a good show for the fans and stuff. And I told Monster we still gonna kick man's jazz stuff. So.
Yeah, so MAG is going down is what you're telling me.
They definitely going down.
Mm. So, hey, anybody on here right now like MAG over the Horseman October 4th?
Nope.
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Oh, have mercy. Mm. Lord, have mercy. So, not even. All right, let me ask you this. Is there any races that y'all like MAG over the Horseman?
What happened?
All right, I guess there's, Lord have mercy, Kenny. Y'all ain't run the boys in the bushes.
No, believe me, they being awful quiet, JV. They probably got some secret stuff they're bringing into work.
Oh Lord, so what you trying to tell me? They probably got some. They probably got some ringers and stuff they're going to bring in on the low.
Yeah, they trying to do some secret stuff. They're going to do some secret stuff. But they don't know we do that secret stuff all the time.
Ain't nothing wrong with trying to work some stuff out. I mean, you know, like I said, I mean, I'm glad that, you know, I'm really glad because Monster will tell you, I hope you get on tonight, I was looking forward to last weekend at Capitol, and man, when I saw that rain and stuff like this, man, it just burned me up. And then for y'all to, you know, give, you know, to look out for them and get the date, I think that's going to be one hell of a race. And still to have, you know, still to have all the people ready to race, I think it's going to be good.
Halloween going to start early for somebody. I ain't even laughing behind it. I mean that.
Run it, Bell. Your mic is open, sir.
Okay, I got a question. They got a race up at Longyear Beach this weekend. That's Friday and Saturday.
It is Friday and Saturday. Friday is called the party. I think it's called the Party at the Beach. They got some grudge racing and some test and tune going on. And then Saturday, I think they even got like a top sportsman race and some bracket racing and some grudge racing all in one on Saturday.
Yeah, I think I don't know what it is. I want to say it's Saturday. JC is supposed to run some guy in a Nova.
Kenny Beecham, you know anything about that?
No, I heard that running back. I'm not sure what Nova it is. Yeah, like a 69 Nova or something.
Yeah, it's a 69, 68 to 72 type Nova. Silver, supposed to be silver.
Right. Yeah, I heard that. I heard that too, but I don't know who the guy is.
Hey, Gene Stevens, you know who that Nova? You know who owns that Nova they talking about?
Nah, I sure don't. Nah, sure. It's silver.
Silver Nova.
Hey, quick question. Is it the same Nova that was down there before and he called out everybody at the track?
Yeah,
that
I think so.
Hey, Kenny, that's the Nova. Kenny, it's your Hoffman.
Oh, man, night for JC.
Man, I bet you that's who it is. That's the Hoffman boys.
Is it gray?
Yeah, it got racing stripes on it.
Yeah, that's the Hoffman boys. The gray, gray 70. It's a 69 or 70 Nova. It's a back half, and it ran in the, I guess, it ran at the Horseman's race that time.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's a nice little, I'm going to tell you, that's a nice little order.
Yeah. Can I call it? Can I predict that race?
No, we don't want you to predict. We don't want you to predict that.
Yeah, I think you might get that one.
So runabout, is there anybody? Now, runabout, it seems that if Joe goes down there, I know there's probably a chance that old McNasty might slide down there. Is there anybody on McNasty radar for this weekend?
No, I ain't got nobody, JB. I told JC today that I didn't know if I was going to be able to make it because we got sickness in the family. We're not expecting her to pull through. But I might show up that side if I had somebody to run. I do want to run that Regal that's in Henry P's camp, but I don't know if he's going to be there or not. So I'm gonna put that word out. Maybe somebody get the word to him. I want to run that white Regal.
So you want that guy darn Regal before this year out? Running Bell wants the Regal.
I want him. I believe it'll make for a good race.
I believe it will too. Let me, hey, running back, I don't mean to cut you off. Let me open this mic up. I don't know if this person accidentally bumped the button. It's an out of the area number, 847-840-9859.
What's going on, JB? This is the Mask of Mustang.
Oh, shit. I knew that. Kenny Beecham, I knew there was a reason I didn't answer that goddamn mic.
Hey, don't answer. He's going to be begging for the break.
All I'm calling just to make sure everybody's doing good, but I heard my good buddy on the phone talking just a few minutes ago, and he said he's looking for a race, trying to see if he still wants that race that he asked for.
Now who is the person that you talking about?
That running cub. Is that what you call a running cub? Is it running bell or running cub? JB.
Yeah. Now everybody on this radio heard that man say that he was gonna give me the back tire and the go. He showed up at the 4 o'clock and punked the fuck out. Wouldn't give me what he said he was gonna give me.
Now the runner bell know he ain't telling the truth, but I tell you what we can do.
Wait a minute, man. Now I'm gonna tell you, I'm just like an Indian. I don't lie. Now if you had said that you was gonna give me the back tie and go when you was at Virginia Motorsport Park, me and you would have got it on. But you did not want to give me the go.
Well, see, that's the thing. I'm trying to tell you. You got the back tie and the clear this Saturday right off the trail.
JB, did you hear what I said?
You said the back
now
tie.
Now, he's trying to change up again. You got the back tie.
You said you're looking for a race. You got the back tie and the clear right off the trail.
You just beat JC. I want the back tire and the goal from you and your Mustang. Now,
I told you the back tire and the clear. You said you'll take it. Now you're changing it.
Throw me the back tire and go.
No, I can't do that. You better not do it.
You better not do it. You better not never do it.
You want to stop?
Hey, but I'm gonna catch you at the track. And when I catch you at the track, I'm gonna give you what you want.
You give me the back. Get it? And look, if you give me the back tire and the clear and the kit, you give me the back tire, and I'll meet you at the track.
Hey, JB, where is my boy Godfather? I've been waiting on Godfather for a while too.
Well, hold on. You might just get that answer. Hold on. Let me go back up here.
And I ain't finished my list because you might be calling all night for me. I heard you say something about this gray Nova, too, this gray 69 segment Nova that everybody's supposed to be scared of down there.
Well, I can tell you right there, I can lock I can give a call, and I know damn well that Nova will lock dead in on you now, Keenan. You might, now, I can work that out for October 4th if you really want that.
Now, when is October when?
October 4th, Mr. Monster Motorsports is putting on a capital punishment at Capital Raceway. And, you know, I will call you. I can call you, you know, private message. We can talk about it. But I know that Nova can be at Capital October 4th, and it is a back half.
We can do it. If he's
okay.
if he's a back half, we can do it.
Okay, well, I know he's running JC this weekend, and him and, you know, he's going to run JC this weekend, and I'll call Monster. We'll get on the phone with Hoffman. And
if he's running JC this weekend, when you call him and talk to him, tell him I said congratulations in advance.
Oh, shit.
you got lucky in that dog shit. But you know, you go the fuck with that Nova.
Hey, Brother Bell, all I'm asking is for you to let me accommodate you by giving you the back tire and the clear this weekend.
So Kenneth, what you're saying is you want to accommodate Brother Bell, but now let me ask something. What's the difference between the back tie and the clear and the back tie and the kick?
Well, the difference is whenever you're running a fast car like running back guy, you can't take the chance.
Okay.
You better not never take that chance.
See, one thing I'm going to give running back credit about, running back is a lot older than me. He's a lot wiser than me. But, you know, again, there's some other places I can make up for that he don't know nothing about yet. But he'll see if he take that back tie and that clear.
Don't want it. Give me the back tie of the kick.
I don't want that. So let's meet in the middle. Let's meet in the middle, and I'll give you the break right off the train, just the break.
That don't work for me either.
Man, I thought we had a race.
Man, look.
Well, when you think about it some more, let me know. But JB, man, where the Godfather at, man? I've been watching this movie for quite a while, man, and I'm getting tired of watching the same movie, Godfather, over and over again. I'm not ready for a new series to come out.
Well, look, I got a series for you, and this series could be nice for you because I can get in touch with him because actually I got in touch with him this week. He can't make it to Piedmont this weekend because he has prior engagements. But if you come down October 4th, sir, I might just have a double whammy for you in Damascus.
Okay, and what's the whammy part?
The double whammy could be it could be a Malibu that you've been wanting, and then that Nova that you seem to want.
Well, the Malibu, we've been in contact with the Malibu. He told us, and I'm going to go on speak for the man. He told us, we talked to him this, actually last week, I believe it was, that he needs to test his 8-mile tune-up. And that once he tests his 8-mile tune-up, we can run. So we told him that's perfectly fine. We'll definitely wait for him when he get ready. So if you want to call that Malibu and just reiterate that, that's fine. But we will run Kevin Hunt.
Ah, so yeah, so now you, all right, man, I just wanted to make sure, you know, because I wanted to make sure you knew who it was, but it seems like you know who it is. Well, that's good, but
I know who it is.
Keenan, I'm giving you credit. I'm going to give you some credit. You're starting to come out and you're looking for that action, but I'm going to tell you what you really want. I know what you really want. You want to sit in the other lane beside Kenny Beecham. Tell me you don't. I know it's on your mind.
JB, I believe you're in the wrong business. You need to be in the fighting business. I believe you do a lot better than that. You know, Kenny Beecham will look, Kenny Beecham's a lot faster than me. Kind of like running back. I'm the running bear against Kenny Beecham. You know, that's I'm the Kenny Beecham against running bear. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I need the right race from Kenny Beecham, but he didn't want to act right. I believe Kenny Beecham, just he was a bad child in school, man. He don't know how to act. So if he, you know, know how to act.
Hey,
he know how to act. And give me that right race.
You're not getting the
race.
You might as well stop.
Man, come on, man. Come. Oh, you got that big car, my car, man. I need something.
Yeah. I need something fresh.
I need something.
Man, that car, your car nicer than mine, man. What are you talking about?
There ain't no way in the world, man. You got clear coat in your car, so you cut through the wind faster. Oh, and I must make a statement, too. I must make
also,
a statement.
It also put an extra couple hundred pounds of paint on it. I got too much paint on weighing it down.
And you know what? I'm glad you just said something about paint, because my good old buddy, JC, I love him to death. But see, this is the thing. He talking about when he get paint on his passenger side that he can give me the back tire. And that's fine. I'm going to wait for that. I ain't got no problem with that. But what he don't know is that I'm getting ready to paint mine, too, over the winter. So don't let my paint dry first before his do. That's all I'm saying. Don't let my paint dry first.
Y'all going for a paint festival. Both y'all get painted.
We going for a car show award. That's all we going for, a car show.
I like to repaint mine on the winter, too.
I'm telling you. I just don't let JC, don't let him know, don't let my paint dry first, because I'm going to make some changes over the winter, man. That's going, man, I don't even want to say, but I just hope my paint don't dry first. That's all I'm saying.
So what you're saying is you're going to come back next year, you won't ask for the break.
Well, you might be right. You might be right. I got to go through some potty training and kind of get my nuts a little bit bigger before I do that, though. You know, you got one of my pro mod cars, and my car is a little street car right now, so
yeah,
I got to graduate from the bracket race, you know what I'm saying?
I got to
get out of that 1099 class.
You've been making all the tracks, you've been looking good, you've been trying to race, and that's wrong with that. That's all we all want to do.
Exactly.
Hey, Keenan, it sounded like somebody was calling your name just now.
Who was that?
Bagel.
You gotta cut that shit out.
Who was it calling my name?
Bagel.
Bagel calling your goddamn
name. Let me talk about Bagel and my boy French Montana. You know, both of those guys are my boys, but I'm going to tell French. I saw something on Facebook, French. I don't know if French is up here or not. But if you seen that video that somebody posted about them goats in that yard, I don't know if everybody saw that damn, if I don't know if everybody saw that damn 60 foot, that damn goat got a bad 60 foot now. So French,
yeah,
I'm just saying now, watch out for that 60 foot I saw in that video now.
Yeah, it looked like something wrong with this four length. You're leaving too hard.
Hey, I think a good idea would be to have a young gun shootout. The bad goat, French, myself, get a little hat in there.
You need to stop that shit there.
Yeah, cut that shit out.
We ain't talking about. Say what now?
You need to
cut that
shit out, Keenan.
No, I'm only 26 years old, so that's, we're talking about age. We ain't talking about the cars.
Hey, hold on, guys. I got a mic opening up. I want to get him in. 301-991-3107. Did you want your mic open?
JB.
Yo.
Bad storm with the wind.
Bad storm with the wind?
Bad storm with the wind. I just heard it on the
I got paid. Lord have mercy.
They,
I might have changed.
Hey,
I got paid.
They kept on fucking with Josh. And Josh bust their head on tonight. I just heard it on the dog show.
Damn. So both of them made the pass and the storm took the wind?
Yes, sir.
Lord have mercy. Mm. People
Josh
gonna have something.
Making a statement tonight.
Yes, sir. Now, Keenan,
Kenan, I got somebody in here just for you right now, Kenan. Are you ready?
All right. I'm ready. I'm ready.
610-656-2422.
What's going on, JD?
There's a certain person in here that said they have been looking at the Godfather movie for a couple weeks, and they're sick of looking at the movie. They want the real thing.
And we keep rehashing an old story, JB. Listen, Ken, what are you looking to give the Godfather? Because he doesn't have any business sitting next to you. I told JB before, and I said that to you. I mean, you outclass him. I mean, he's not in your class. But how do you make it interesting? What are you putting on the table if you want to race the Godfather?
Well, first let me just say good evening, sir, because I've never met you and never talked to you. I don't know who you are.
No, you met me one time. You met me one time at ACO. I think you were with JB. I met you one time.
You know what? That's a different story. I talked to you about the Pizza Gangster.
Right. Right.
We had no conversation about the Godfather, but we were
Talking
about the Godfather.
Well, listen, I'm going to tell you, and not to put your business out there, but he don't have no business sitting next to you. Unless what you're offering something. I mean, like I said, what was brought to my attention that you would like to do something heads up, and he can't do that. He's not in your class. I mean, but, you know, we'll go out there and we'll gamble. I mean, you tell me, and like I said, I will definitely get a hold of him. We want to gamble. And it's hard for us to find races this time.
Let me do this. Let me do this. Since he don't sit like me, let me ask him, how does he sit? He's a backcast card.
Okay, I'll tell you right now. Listen, very simple.
A short
deck. Conventional head, one carburetor, all nitrous. That's how he sits on a small tire.
Hey, but I can't hardly hear you. Say it again. I can't hardly hear you.
JB, you got to mute somebody, JB.
All right, hold on. Let me mute a couple so y'all can get in on here and just
You got it. No problem.
All right. Hey, guys, I'm going to have to mute a couple mics, man. I got people in here trying to get some across. So, let's see, 847, your mic is muted.
It sounds like somebody got a mic open.
All right.
Yeah, that's better, JB, I think. Keenan, can you hear me
right
now? Keenan, you there?
Keenan. Hold on.
Did you mute him?
I did. Hold on. There you go. Keenan.
Man, JB, you trying to mute me. I'm trying to talk to you, man.
Well, actually, it was your mic. I ain't going to put you out there like
that. I thought I was going to go talking. JB, I'll flip you your envelope a little later. So, Keenan, getting back to the story, okay? The Godfather sits short deck, conventional head, cast intake, one carburetor, all nitrous, on a small tire, okay? Now, how would you like to see that race go off?
Okay, y'all do 8-mile racing? Because I don't do quarter-mile racing.
No, you can listen. I understand that. We'd like to go to the quarter, but we will definitely go to the eighth also. But the race has to be right. And, I would have to talk to him direct. Because, like I said, I have an idea how you sit, and he's definitely not in your class, not even near your neighborhood. But, like I said, we will gamble. So, you tell me what you think is right, and then, like I said, I will get a hold of him, if not tonight, to get back on the show tonight. And like I said, when do you want to do something? That would be another thing, because like I said, we're basically ready, I believe. And I think he was talking about there's something going down. JB, I don't know whose show it is or whatever. I believe the beginning of October, I think, there's something
That's
going
Monster.
Down. The third. Is
That's
that Monster Capital?
October 4th at Monster. The guys at the Horsemen, my brothers from another mother, have been nice enough to give Monster their date. They were going to have a race at the beach, but they have given Monster their date, and Monster has rescheduled the Capital Punishment Grudge Fest for October 4th at Capital.
And I also know that there's something going on again at Cecil. It's like Cecil's Grudge Race. I don't know the date on that one, too, but I know that's around the corner sometime. But, Keenan, you tell me, what are you offering us? And I will, like I said, once you put something on the table, I could go to him tonight, and I could probably get back on the show, before it ends tonight. But like I said,
okay.
And I'm not trying to put your business out there, but like I said, you got to make it right.
Okay. Well, I like what you're saying so far, but in my response, my opinion is that I don't think you know how close we do sit. Well, again, you know, we ain't going to put each other's business out. But
okay,
I
so here, okay, here. Okay, let me ask you something, okay? You ready? We'll start this way. Three questions, okay? Three little questions.
Uh-huh.
One carburetor, two carburetor.
I got two.
Okay. Okay, hold on. Not done yet. Okay?
Conventional head,
big chief head.
I really don't know what kind of heads they are.
Okay. Well, listen, well, then you need to get your motor man.
Whenever we bought that motor,
I said, is it a big chief or is it a conventional head? Very
that's
easy.
That's what I'm saying. We just bought the motor off the
lot. Okay.
And,
well, damn. I got a bridge over here that goes into Jersey from PA. I could sell you that tonight, too. How's that? Get back to something. Okay, we'll leave that a mystery right now. I'm okay with that. How's that? See, because I'm a fair man. Okay, last question. So although I can probably even answer the question for myself then. I was going to ask you tall deck or short deck. You probably don't know that either, right?
I don't know that either.
There you go. See,
there,
I'm in your corporate. Like listen, that. I feel for you. Listen, I just hope you're happy with the motor you got.
I'm real happy with it.
I understand
I
that.
What
well,
I do.
Sure.
I'll tell
okay,
you what
so,
I do. I'll
okay, what
I
you
going to
do? Yeah.
I'll tell you what I do.
Holly.
Because not I like the way you talk.
I
like the way you talk. If we're able to find a date that works for both of us,
okay.
I can do the back tie for y'all.
Oh, man. I guess you I guess you would like to do that, huh? Come on now. Listen, I'm going to be honest. I don't waste your time.
Come on. I can't do the quarter mile. So I
okay,
got
a listen,
back
listen. We'll
you
give
got
me
a back-end
listen.
Car.
We
I got a back-end car.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I got one for you. Here you go. I got one for you real well, okay? We're going to give you the 8th mile race, okay? We'll go heads up. Take one carburetor off.
I can't take them off.
Why? Well, listen, I'll lend you some wrenches. I got a Fed. Look, JB will say I got a nice Snap-on box in my trailer. I'll even take it off for you. I got a problem helping you out. Look, I'm, you know,
I'll tell
I'm a good
you what
man.
I'll do. If you want to go to the quarter, I'll do the back tie in the quarter.
I mean, again, listen to me. I'll tell you what. Let me just, how do you spell your last name? I'll just write you out the check tonight because that's not even a race,
man.
Thing.
This is my thing. I'm not asking you to take anything off your car.
I guess you want, because we got half the money.
I'll tell you what I do. I'll take one carburetor off, and you take your wheelie bars off.
Okay, so you'll take one carburetor off, and we take the wheelie bars off?
You take the wheelie bars off.
I'll tell you what. I can make a phone call. I'll tell you what. We'll gamble. Listen, we're gambling over here. We'll gamble over here. So we take the wheelie bars
If I'm taking one carburetor off, and you taking your wheelie bars off, you're talking about a heads-up race, right?
Yeah, I think we might be able to do something like that if he's willing to do it. I don't know. I can't speak for the man again. I don't like representing nobody without talking. But
as long as I got one carburetor, that's all y'all worried about. Is that what you're saying?
I think there's a trick here, JV. I ain't trying to fall into the trap.
It ain't no trick. I just said,
I got to get all my ponies in line here. Hold on for a second now. That was too easy now. If you come one carburetor,
y'all come enough with the bars, and we run head up.
But the one carburetor has got to be on the motor, running.
I don't want
you to come up with a holly box.
I can't run y'all pushing the car down the track. Big as I am, I don't even like to run. I don't even like walking, big as I am.
Man, how you gonna ask a man to take his wheelie bars off? How you gonna ask a man to take
his wheelie bars off?
Somebody ordering a pizza?
Hello.
I'm looking for a mediator with good hair that lives in New York.
What's going on, JV?
We're trying to do some mediation in here, sir. And
hey, Jim, Joe, help me, Joe. Keenan's trying to jump all over us. Joe, he's trying to. I need your help. Then I don't listen. I don't want to get this bad rap. Because, JB, I still got to air something out there. Like I said, listen to me. I'm a man of my word.
I don't want you to paint the wrong perception about it. I'm a cool, calm, collected guy. I don't like jumping on nobody unless it's a female. So I ain't trying to jump on you. I ain't trying to jump on you. I'm just trying to professionally negotiate a good race. That's all I'm trying to do.
Yeah, it's a good race for your end. Yeah, it's one-sided. That's a really good race.
You asked me to put one carburetor up there, and I said, okay, we can do that.
What's he getting ready to run? What's he running now?
He's gonna try. Listen, Kenny's trying to either with the Massacre Mustang. He's trying to jump on the Godfather.
Oh.
Say there you go. Say that. Yeah.
I ain't saying that. I ain't stopping the race, but
that's all right. No, that's all right. Listen. All right. I would love to be able to put something together.
But to be in the
let's reverse the tables. And I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name when JB introduced you. But what kind of race do you think is fair? Because you asked me to take one carburetor off and run one carburetor.
What I think is fair was at least the break and clear to the eighth.
The break and the clear to the eighth?
To the eighth, absolutely. Absolutely. I think then that gives us a fighting chance.
No, man. Ain't no way.
Hey, Keenan,
I got a question for you while Joe is on here. That is Long Island Joe, if you ask him. But, Keenan, I got a question for Pizza Gangster. If you were to run Kevin Hunt right now, what would you ask for?
I wouldn't ask for anything. I wouldn't ask for anything because the calls are too similar. So that's why I'm trying to accommodate Mr. Pizza Gangster. With the Godfather to give him what he asked for. He said one carburetor. I said okay. I don't know what else I can do. Yeah, he said that I got this and I got that. I don't know what I got, but he said one carburetor. I said okay. Take your wheelie bars off to make the playing field fair. And now he don't
want to
do that.
No, I didn't say, don't put words in my mouth. I didn't say that. I said I have to talk to the man because, like I said, everything goes through him.
Okay.
I can't represent somebody and say, lock something in without talking to him. That, you know, same thing I wouldn't do for anybody. So let's get that straight first.
Now, in all due respect, what he just said, he don't know what he got. Now, see, now, if somebody lock in a race like that, that means he can come any which way he want. Now, I can understand that one.
Exactly.
I know I had just said I'm good friends with Stefano, and I'm good friends with the guys from Detroit and Chicago, and they called me up, and one person told me one thing, and another person. So I never did get to really the whole story, who, what, because I wasn't involved in it. And they said, do you think we should pay? And Boogie had asked me. That's what it was.
But
I didn't know the whole story. But I just want to say this here. I can't be the one that just call the race. Nobody can call it. Only the two that turn around, that's on the phone, and the deposit man can be the one that know what was said. Now, Boogie I didn't know Boogie wasn't the one that lost the race in. It was Donye, which I didn't talk to Donye. So if Boogie didn't lock the race in, he don't know what was said. So the only man that can call that deposit is the deposit man. And that's what I had to clear that up with him the other day. Because I'm friends with both of them, and I don't want to turn around and say, no, I didn't, somebody say I said this. I don't want to, I can't be the one because I don't know what was said. Now, I'm just not listening to this deposit, what you're saying. And he said he don't know what he got now. And he it's on. That's all to it.
Yeah. Exactly. So, anyway, by the way, let's bring everybody up to speed what Long Island Joe was talking about. A few weeks back when Scotty G and JB had their show down at Cecil, I got in touch with her. Somehow Donnie got in touch with me, and JB will testify because JB was the deposit man.
Mm-hmm.
We skipped the race with the Godfather, and Donnie came at me and said that he sit. Oh, it was for a Monte Carlo, big tire Monte Carlo. I asked how the car sits. Donnie tells me it sits a conventional head, one carburetor on a plate system. So let me fast forward. We show up to the track, or even before the track, I find out that the car's got a plate and a fogger. So
that's not how the man skipped the race. So we show up to the race. Number one, it's got to play in a flogger. We said we still want the race. And we couldn't even care less about the deposit, but my name went out there like we welched on it and so forth. They said to me, they said that this is how we sit, and we don't take nothing off. I was like, and the Booker got into it and said, you know, the man never said it didn't have a flogger system. I said, no, Book. I said, I asked the man how he sat. He said he sat on a plate system. So I said to Booker, we'll take that race. You take the flogger off, you run us on the plate just like how you skipped the race. Then Booker went on to say that, you know, we race different, you know, his way, you know, out of his parts and so forth. Well, I said, listen, you're up here. Your man represented that car with one plate system, not a flogger. And we didn't want the deposit, but what's going around and what's got back to me and several other people that, like I said, we welched on this belt that we should have paid the deposit. Well, then he should have showed up with a plate system like Donnie said. And again, JV, you'll testify to that or not. Like I said, you were the deposit man. You know, Donnie, it was the three of us on the phone that's how Donnie skipped that car. He never said nothing about a fogger. And again, if it was if he said that he's coming on nitrous and I didn't ask any more questions, well, that's shame on me. He could have came with 10 systems. But I specifically asked the man how that car sat. He specifically said it had a plate system. He never said anything about a fogger. We show up at the track, he's got to play in the fogger. That's not how the man skipped the race. So I just wanted to put it out there because he got back to me that, you know, even people went to Long Island Joe and said that we should have paid the deposit. We wanted to race, but the whole deal was we wanted to race the way the man skipped the race. So just like Keen saying how his car sits or whatever, there's a vague. You know what I mean? Again, if you want to go out there and gamble, that, you know what I mean, that's your prerogative. But again, you know, like I said, we try to make fair races, and we're not looking for guaranteed wins. I'll go out there, my boys will go out there. But again, if I come to you, if I put my name out there, and if I say how I sit, if I don't sit like that, I'll pay off. Well, like I said, I had somebody come up with my car the other day, the last time I had the car out. I put 5 stacks on the thing because he swore that it didn't have something that he thought it was on the car. I put 5 stacks on my roof. I said, listen, if you find it, I was like, I'll tell you what, you keep the 5 stacks. I could care less about the money. So I just had to put that out there. And again, like I said, with Keenan, like I said, you know, it's all about racing, but it's about if you're going to skip a race and if you're going to represent a car, make sure, like I said, we're not going to pedal no fast ones. And that's the bottom line. And I had to get that off my chest.
But, you know,
let me respond to that because I think you said a lot of good stuff, and I can't agree more with you. But to kind of comment on what you just said in reference to if I'm going to skip a race, I don't really want to skip a race. I would like to run your heads up. But I'm respecting the fact that we don't sit alike. So when you ask, when you first comment and mention that I have a good idea of how you sit, I'm assuming that you already know how I sit. So when you start throwing steps out and I accept them, but then it's kind of like, okay, well, let me check first. That's fine. But all I'm asking is, once you check, if it's possible, I will be willing to run you guys with one carburetor. I got a big block Chevrolet with two carburetors, nitrous, heavy back cab car. You know, that's pretty much what I got.
Well, let me ask you, is it coming in the same car? In your Mustang, are we still talking about the same car? The Mustang with whatever you put in there?
The old backyard-built Mustang is what I'm talking about.
Okay, with one carburetor on it, correct?
With one carburetor on it. As long as I got one carburetor, see, I'm going to have to spend money just to accommodate you guys with linkages, changing my hood scoop and everything, just one carburetor, but I'm willing to do that.
Well, I'll tell you what, and that's not out of the question. I can call him, and again, I can't speak for him until I talk to him. And one thing that anybody that knows me, if we lock something in, we're going to come just like we say, and there is no problem with the money on our side. So
that's one thing I
want to make fair.
This is, you got my word, we will be coming with the same Mustang, with the same motor we've always had, two carburetors at night. I don't know what else to tell you. I don't know it's a black car. That's all I
listen, listen. I respect that. And, again, I will relay the message, and I will get in touch with Long Island Joe, JV, or
that's
whatever
good,
we got to do.
That's the way you did it, though.
The main thing is, what's that? Somebody broke up.
He didn't lie. He's telling you just back out. He's going to come, and that's it. Right,
exactly.
That's the way you're supposed to do it.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. So the race, you know, I know the race that we have on the table, so I won't be caught off guard when I get a phone call back. The race that we have on the table, I just got to come with one carburetor with my same car, one carburetor, and you're going to come with your car how it sits without your wheelie bar. Hands up.
Yeah, if he would do it, honestly, I can't guarantee, and I know how that car leaves, that he would probably be willing to do that. So, but again, I will absolutely go listen to me. As soon as I get off the phone tonight, I will call him and see if he's interested in doing something like that. Let me ask you this. Where would you – now, something like that, I guarantee he's going to probably want to take the race to Bud's Creek or Cecil. Where would you want to take the race to?
Bud's Creek sounds good to me. I like Bud's Creek.
Yep. All right. I know that. I know he would definitely go there. So, I mean, I would definitely relay the message.
I don't know if if, you know, me and my dad were country boys. I don't know if me and my dad can put enough tobacco in to make some gas money to get diesel. So, you know, tobacco is just now turning yellow. So, if we can crop enough tobacco, we'll be all right.
I got you. JB.
Yo.
You still there? So, listen, I just had, I had to put that out there, Bo. Like I said, because I'm getting calls down this end about the boys from Detroit and, you know, they're running their mouth and all this other stuff when you know it and, you know, what's your opinion? You were on the phone. You were the deposit man. You were on the three-way with us. You know how Donnie said it. Did he or did not say just like how I said it? I mean, I'm not fabricating anything. I don't need to.
This is what they have said, and Joe.
Wait, I'm not answering this, Jimmy. Answer my question though. Is that what? Listen to me. I'm saying, were you privy? Were you in the conversation when Donnie said that exactly? It was the three of us. Yes or no? Yes or no question.
I was on the conversation when he said it.
Okay. Did he say that just like I stated it? Did he say anything?
Yes.
Let me flip it around. I'll make it easy for you. Did he or did not say anything about a fogger system when I asked him how the car sat? Yes or no?
He said it had a plate. That's how he said it.
Okay, then that's in the conversation. That's all I'm saying. And that's what I want to get out there to everybody who's ever out there. Like I said, I don't need the welch on no money, no blood. I could care less about the money. I'll burn the money in front of somebody. Not that I have a lot of money, but I work my ass off. And my reputation means more in this game than anything. And like I said,
yeah,
I'm looking for GWs. So
look,
I just want to make sure.
It's just one of those things. Sometimes I hate to say, but some guys they get outstripped and they don't realize. Then basically, if Donnie locks it in that way, and Bookie thinks it should be the other way, you can't. Your man already did default, so you kind of like got to lose because your man did default.
Exactly.
And he was the one that said it. And I did it with one of our guys once, right? And we went out there, and he told me what he had. And so, okay, so I said, okay, he said, go ahead and lock the race in. So I locked the race in that way. Well, we got to the track. It was totally different what he had. And I said, what good is that? I said, you can't race the guy now. And he goes, what do you mean? I said, we can't race. We got to give up the deposit because you told me the car was that way. Oh, they ain't going to check. I said, no, you got to give up the money. You can't turn around and go, I can't race the guy like that. So basically, I had to be... Even though they were friends, I had to turn around and say, how it was.
Give him off.
That's how it was. And basically, I told you the problem.
It's
better off just go ahead and just then you ain't got never had problems.
Franco, put those questions in the back. He wants to say.
And Joe, I think, honestly, to tell you the truth.
Huh?
I respect. See, that's why I'm glad I got you on here because, see, from what they were saying is that, you know, He never did say it had a fogger, but what they said was, you know, they didn't stip one kit, you know. They said they had a plate, but they didn't stip how it was, you know, they didn't stip if it had one or two kits on it.
Well, wait a second.
Now,
JB,
see, but
you can't say
was,
it because it was how he said. He said one
it's
plate. It's
the way
he
said it.
Plate.
So if he,
exactly.
if he said that, he basically said that's how he said. He can't
exactly.
turn around
and
change
and I,
it. You
right,
can't change
I said,
it later.
Exactly, and shame on me, if he said that he's coming on nitrous, and I didn't sip it even more so, or do a little more research or whatever, then it's shame on me. He comes, he can have 15 systems, he can have whatever he has, but he was the one that put that out there.
JV, I had it done to me the beginning of the year, Fayetteville, and a buddy Blow did it, and he said, I said, I will not run a big block if it's a small block. Now, if you put to have a small block in and we race and I didn't open up the hood until after the race we open it up and now you have a big block, you're really supposed to lose the whole pot because you just screwed everybody in the stands everywhere. And that's what that was what happened with that deal, and that's the reason why all the guys were boycotting. Didn't want to go nowhere with him, and they were all saying that because he was wrong. I had the guys that betted on him come back and try to pay. I said, "Don't pay me. Pay the guys that you paid, that you took their money. I don't want. I just take it to them." And basically, and then it really came down to the deposit man, honestly, just saying how it was. And he kind of like he was back, two-stepping, right? But they had the film out, and the cut happened to have the film out and take the whole thing. And everything was said just like it was. And, you know, Joe told me he'll make good on it, you know, later on. But the problem was with everybody else in the stands, they thinking the opposite thing. And the first thing you know, oh, they set a race up. You know what I mean? You know how people like to talk. And it was nothing like that. I lost my money. I actually gave everybody else their money back. And it's not good for grudge game, because once you do that one time now, nobody wants to trust each other, and then you don't have good fun, you know. If it ain't fun, there's no need in going out there grudging. That's how I look at it. And to be honest, I meant to tell you too, because I know we've been trying to work on Calvin and Peace of Gangster going on, but Calvin locked in with Disturbing the Peace on November 1st at Capitol. I know those guys are racing first, so I already know that. I know that because I'm the one holding the deposit. They're locked in for November 1st. And also, Bruce Leroy, Sham, and Little Tony will be coming out there in, from Chicago. They'll be coming on November 1st, and they're looking for races too. So all those guys are coming. They want to do something on November 1st because that's going to be the final finale at Capitol Raceway. And, everybody's been talking about it, and everybody's been trying to lock in the races for their last thing. I know Young Stang, I talked to him the other night, and he's trying to make Rhodey come up here and run Rhodey on that day, that same day. He wants to run Rhodey. He wants to run him over. So I think you might see that race happen on November 1st also. So I think everybody's trying to get their last of the racing, man, because we ain't going to have too much left. The weather's changing so fast. And like I talked to Monster the other day, I was like, man, this thing is going too cold, too fast, so everybody better get it in as fast as they could, because it seemed like it's going to be an early winter. And everybody's, it's been dead. Over here, it's been dead. And I'm not kidding you. Jersey has been dead. Nobody's been racing.
Nope.
And it's been sad. I mean, there's been more street racing than anything else, but I can't go on the street. I need my life. And I said, you know what? I'm willing to go to the track and do what I got to do and have fun, but I was a little bit down, but I'm back on my feet, getting back on my feet, so I'm going to be back out there. And I think all the guys out from West, they want to come out here now, and they like how we race, and we should just keep it going like that. But sometimes, you know, you get a couple guys that will be trying to do the slick stuff on you. And that's why I just said we just got to straighten everybody on one accord, we're good.
Look at me, that's what happens when you mop on the
Joe, I tell you a nice little something that might could happen. I know Bruce Leroy and them, they got stock lock stuff, right?
Oh yeah, they got a couple things, yeah.
Yeah. I know Joe Marafino is looking for some stock block action, and he really can't, it's hard for him to get it out here, but
I got something coming. We got something for him for November 1st. All right,
gentlemen, I got to chime off.
1st. Okay.
Right, listen, I got to chime off, gentlemen. So,
all right, take
JB,
care, tomorrow.
I'll talk to you, Keen. I will get in touch with JB or Long Island Joe, see if we can put something together, and then we'll go from there. JB, on
all
your
right.
side, you saw that boy from Detroit or Joe with that Monte Carlo. I'm coming for them, and
oh,
I'll leave it at that. yeah, because like I told you, JB, that left a sour taste in my mouth. And like I said, if they make that race right, I'll tell you what, you tell them, you talk to Chuck, all you got to give me is the break. I've seen it, and like I said, I'm saying all motor, one carburetor, cast intake. If he gives me the break, we'll go out there, and hopefully if he comes up this way or we can meet somewhere, he's got action.
Well, I'll talk to Chuck and see if he want to make that. He might just make that travel November 1st, and we might do that.
All right, that's
yeah,
what
I wouldn't doubt it.
And like I said, we'll handle all the action they want to handle.
Now, that sounds good. Yeah, JB, I think I got a guy coming down here that wants to run Joe. And I think he might be doing first. I think he might go to Petey's race first. I'm not sure. I'm waiting for him. When he let me know exactly what day he wants to pull up, I know he's coming on November 1st, but I also know he wants to come because he was talking. He's one car. His one car is like a stock block, and it's on motor. And then he got the other one that's on juice. So I don't know which car he wants to go. He told me he want to at least get it until November 1st before he spray the other one. So in case it blow up, he got the whole winter to work on it. So, I mean, if Joe wants to run on motor, stock block, he definitely have his run all day long, all day. The guy will definitely run them. I already know for a fact he already said he'll do it. And matter of fact, I talked to Crazy Horse, and he even said he wants to come out and do it. And he had said something about the fact that he'll run Joe, too. So Crazy Horse will be there on November 1st. Plus, I think he's got two races locked in at Petey. So they're coming. I also got a lot of conventional head back half cars that are looking to run. Basically, everybody's looking. And I think honestly, tell you the truth, I'm really thinking about, I'm leaning towards probably trying to talk to Larry about putting a conventional head big block shootout. Honestly, tell you the truth, there's so many conventional heads out there that like to run. I'm thinking about making a nice little back half shootout conventional head. Because I know these guys got the cars, and, you know, just keep them all lined up. Because I hate to say it, you know how it is. Sometimes you fall in a category, and you can't go with these guys, you can't go with that one, but you're just right with the other guys, and they're all in the same group. You kind of like want to make it, that'll be a good little race. Everybody's so tight. It'll be a nice tight knit, you know. I mean, that's what I'm looking at. I really look for the little guys, too. You know, a lot of little guys that, you know, can't make the show, I want to see them be able to shine and go out there and have fun. And that's the whole thing. A lot of times they overlook the little guy, and everybody jumps straight to the big guy. We forget about the little guy. And I mean, you know, I call myself a little guy. You know, I look at some of these big timers. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. It's nice to watch them and everything, but then you got to remember, what's this little guy over here? If it wasn't for him, half of the time we wouldn't have the spectators because they got the whole family coming with them. And that's what I want to make sure. We make sure don't forget about them. You know, we already talked about an all-motor class once, trying to get that together. But what's his name wants to come up here. He actually, he called out Dwayne. He called out a couple guys. He even called out, what was it? He said he'll run Young Stang. That was Popeye. So Popeye said, you know, and he actually told Calvin that he'll run Calvin over. So don't be surprised what might happen on November 1st. Anything can happen because everybody seemed like they wanted to jumping around. And I know Rico's coming up here, and I'm quite sure Rico's going to try that Camaro that he ran last time. He's right from Maryland. I forgot his name.
Yeah,
he's got
Black
the Black
Camaro.
68. Yeah, that's a nice car. And he broke the rear, but Rico ran him right off the trailer. Rico took a chance, and I think Rico's going to go back out there and try him again. You know?
That's what's up.
And you're 100% right about it. I'll put this down on the line. Sometimes you might not be as fast as somebody, but you know you can get to A to B. So you like to catch a guy off the trailer because guess what? They might overpower the track the first kick, and you're going to get down. And that's what a lot of guys do.
Who is that?
That's what a lot of them do.
It's French, man.
What's going on?
Man, what's going on?
Hey,
I ain't hear nothing popping off for about 2 days. I want to hear what's going on. What's going on, man?
Just kicking it with Long Island Joe, man. We on here talking about the November 1st, the finale.
Where's that at?
Capital.
That'll be a Capital Raceway.
Oh, man. Thanksgiving will start early again for somebody.
And let me just tell you, we got a lot of people coming from Chicago coming out, in Michigan, little Tony, the whole bit, the whole crew's coming out. You know?
For real?
And, yeah, and they even got, little Tony got a GTR now. So I'm quite sure we got to get him hooked up with Cranberry. I think that's going to have to be. That's that one.
Hey, Joe, I don't think that's the one we need. I'm going to talk to Street
Nico
King
Cranberry.
And see if he can go and get that Magnum on over here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because Street King want to run. Yeah, you're talking about the twin turbo, the turbo 300.
Yeah.
Chrysler 300.
Oh, yeah. And I'll tell you what, the other guy, like Street King told me, he said he would run Cranberry if he's a stock block
the
right now. He would, yeah, he said he would run it with the wagon.
They said they, as long as they, if they had a stock block in it, they don't care about a twin turbo. As long as they had a stock block, they said they would run it.
Yeah.
That's
the
what they said
one, right?
and told me. So basically, you know, we got I got to try to get that together. I'm going to talk to, I'm going to be talking to Street King probably next week and see what he what his agenda and see if he can be ready for the November 1st. A lot of guys have been calling me up.
Absolutely.
I know the Carolina Killers. All the guys from Piedmont, they're all coming. So I know Rico, he'll be there hosting. He loves to be on the mic. Last time he was at the mic, he said, so Maryland was our first time we went. And all the guys, that basically all the guys that came the first time the Battle of the Hill was, we're going to have again. I'm even going to have the farm truck back there, too. So that'll be good. So, yeah, we had a farm truck. It ran,
so,
matter of fact, it ran Wolfpack. No, a farm truck. It was a big 3500 series four-wheel drive Chevrolet 79. We ran Calvin in them with
y'all
their,
boys
with their truck. Yeah, we had that. And now my son is going to be racing. He got a race going. He's going to run the Buick boys. Matter of fact, I think he want to try another guy. When he broke the motor, I think he want to try the Red Nova. I forgot the guy. He said he lined up with him. Yeah, he want to try. He want to try him out. He said, heck with it. He don't care. He want to do something. So.
Well, if everything,
no.
if everything go right, the ghost will be there. So just come in the house, show some love. And I heard Donald, I want to know if Donald still went that race with that Nova.
Oh, Donald should be ready by then because I was talking
about
him.
I ain't talking about the blue one. That's easy. I'm talking about the silver one.
It's Dave Steph and Dad.
Oh, no.
Because he called me out, so I was just letting him know I ain't forgetting nothing.
Okay. Oh, man. Yeah, I'll relay that message.
I don't care, but he keeps calling about it got fiberglass on it. Don't matter. It's 3,000 pounds.
Okay. Yeah, you know what they say, though. Grudge racing is no weight, right?
No weight in grudge racing.
That's right. That's
I
know how I go.
I mean, back in the day when y'all grudge race, did y'all have to go across scales or y'all just race?
Nope. Just race. That's how it is.
Well, that's how we're doing it.
You know, I mean, you know what? Everybody like to put different rules in. You know what I mean? It's like, that's class racing when you're doing that. Can't turn around. I mean, you know what, my son? I mean, the little guy. I told him if you feel like you can win, if you think you can win, go ahead and try it. Don't let nobody stop you from saying, oh, you can't win. If you think you can win, go for it. You know, I hate to tell you, there's a lot of guys out there that will stop a race. Oh, I think you go this fast. Meanwhile, you probably could have beat him. And there's a lot of races. Like, he ran ground and pound out there in Chicago. He asked me, can he try him? I said, hey, you think you can beat him? Let's go. And he went out there. Let me tell you, it was a nail biter, but he did. He cut him in the light. That was it. I mean, it was a half a fender when we went across the finish line, but it was worthwhile watching. I was like, man. And he only runs a little 750 carburetor. Nothing, no vacuum pump, no nothing. And it only got breathers on the motor. You know, it roll up windows the whole bit, and it's run good. Now he wants me to put nitrous on it. I kind of, like, don't want to do it. Because parts is too expensive. That's what I look at it. I'd rather let him get here, learn a little bit. I know, you know, if we had a little race, you know, nobody would run Carlton that day at Petey's race. And you know what? We said, heck with it. Try them then. Go ahead. You know, and that's how it's supposed to be. That's what racing about. You know what I mean? Nobody, you bet what you can bet for it, and that's it. Nobody gets hurt. Have a good time. You can talk about it. Run again the next time. That's what it's supposed to be. And that's what, if you got to turn around and get it to you shouldn't be in the racing. So that's what's going on right now. I think the racing is getting back the way it was, and I commend the DMV guys because I can see guys out there doing a great job. Maybe some people don't tell them that, but let me tell you, I see the Beachmen, I see all those guys going out there, John White and all of them be coming with the car. Those guys, the Covey come back out there, you know what I mean? Those guys going out there, they're going, and people are seeing that and people are noticing that. So I commend them, you know what I mean? He's doing a job. And I mean, I see Running Bad, you know what I mean? He goes out there, he'll try it. You know, those things that people don't talk about, but you know, trust me, everybody watching, they're watching. Some people just want to look for an easy victim. But right now, I got to say, DMV's on top of their game. They're getting there. They are a force to be reckoned with. And that's what's good thing about it, I gotta say. You know, the first time it came out there, people said, oh, they don't want to raise, they ain't going to do nothing. Now look what's going on. Everybody wants to come. And now you hear, that's all you're hearing. Everybody's calling me up. Look, what time is this gate going to open? What time is this? What time is that? And that's how it's going to be. It's going to be a good show. I think it's going to be great. As long as all those guys are coming back the way they were, man, it's perfect. I mean, Donald, I've seen him go out there. He don't care about trying something. You got... And Calvin and Wolfpack, you got to give those guys credit, man. October, Calvin's got a busy month. I think he's got 3 or 4 races lined up already. So, you know, Pizza Gangster, I know he wants to run them, but Calvin's got 3 other races so far. I know that for a fact. Matter of fact, I think he's got to run in Colonial Beach tomorrow. He's got a race locked in. Yeah. So he's got some stuff for it. I got to give him credit. He goes out there and he does his thing. The Wolfpack is not scared. They're going out and do their thing. I mean, J.C. Richardson, another one, goes out and does his thing. He can't say anything bad on these guys, you know. I mean, I'm looking and I'm watching. And, you know, then you hear sometimes you got, oh, this guy didn't want to race, this guy didn't want to race. Oh, come on. No, you guys wanted everything your way. That's the reason why they didn't race you, you know. I saw a couple of races and I was like, you know, ugly, I mean, that guy's got that thing tuned in nice. I like it. I was watching him, and I seen the other guy try to bad mouth. I'm like, come on. Don't do that. This guy went out there. He's out there racing. He's got a couple of races he's doing. He's doing what he wants. Just because he didn't do your race, now you're going to try to say something bad on him? I don't think it's fair. So I commend you guys. Keep up the good work. You guys are doing a great job. I'll let you know now. Not to say anything bad on anybody, but you know how it is. Sometimes when you go out south, they want to stay away all the time.
Hey,
they
Joe.
Have to stay away all the time.
Hey, Joe, I think you got two people in here trying to get in here and talk with you. 336-825-1773 and 240-682-4919. Your mics are open. I think the 336, that should be Austin Garner, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah. He was at the track, I think, earlier.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, Austin, is that you?
Yeah.
What's going on?
I don't know. I'm about to leave the track.
I heard the bad storm took a win tonight.
Yeah, they did. If I'm not mistaken, I believe somebody said it hurt the motor, but I don't know.
Oh, man. Mm.
But regardless of the fact, they're going to come correct Saturday.
Oh. They got to come correct, fuck with that ruler, huh?
Yeah. Call Caesar. I'm trying to make that thing up. Now, all them straight-head small boys they were hollering about, I know for a fact we'll lock that whole DMV down.
Hmm? Well, hey, hold on. Before you say that, I might just have one that may just take that gamble, and I'm going to talk to him tonight. Now, I will say it is a back half car, but he has put it on 28. It's a small block nitrous.
Which one?
It's I call it the Spider-Man.
Oh, I've seen that car. Well, hey, I mean, it depends on how the ruler feel about the, you know, being back here, but I mean, I'll talk to him. Hey, both small blocks on 28. Something's going to happen.
Yeah, I'll talk to I think Top Notch is going to be ready by then, too, if I'm not mistaken. He was in surgery for a little bit, you know, getting some stuff done, but I think he's going to try to make the finale race, too, so, you know.
Well, I don't want to put it out there like this. But if I can get that red car up north, if I get him to bring it, he might go back into surgery.
God damn.
Now, I think that guy's name is David Neal that had that Camaro.
Yeah, it's David Neal. It damn near looked like she could be in the street.
Yep. I think,
yeah,
I think when y'all come, I think when y'all come back up there, David Neal gonna be waiting for y'all. How y'all ran him off the trailer last time? I think he's gonna come right back at you. The same way he was.
He just did it. Hey, I ain't got enough power to blow the tires off anyway, so I know I can come off the trailer.
and we might have a certain little Nova that might want to play too. I'm a C, but we might have a certain little Nova that might want to play. Orange, black, with some skulls on it.
Oh yeah.
I'm
be honest. Right now, the way it's not as fast as what it used to be. If I could just find the problem or what is holding this thing back, I wouldn't care about all the people that have been calling me out. I'd just see what I could fix with it.
What's going on?
What's going on?
Not a whole lot. Just Kenny.
What's going on, Bubba?
All right.
I just saw that copperhead was calling me out, wanting me to drive ugly.
Ah, darn.
Uh-oh.
Lord. Got old copperhead, man. That boy, I'm going to tell you, that man a damn trip.
Yeah,
I don't know. He might be able to get that. If he keep barking, he might be able to get that on the hill.
Uh-oh. Well, hey, that's always a good thing, man. Hey, he made the call out, and it's up to you and him to get that going. But so the steps is you run whatever you got, and all he has to do is drive. All you got to do is drive it.
Yes, all he said is, I'm driving ugly. He wants a head-up pass. That's what he said. He didn't say it had to be on one kit, two kits. No.
Wow.
Okay. Well, I
copperhead really stepped up.
I can tell you.
Hey, copperhead still got the small block in it.
He's still got the small block. He's gonna run Kenny Beecham tomorrow at Colonial Beach. I think the half-breed Mustang of Jerome Ward is not ready. So he wanted to run somebody, and Kenny Beecham stepped in, and him and Kenny Beecham are going to do the do tomorrow at Colonial Beach.
And Copperhead is still a small block?
Copperhead is still a small block.
Uh-oh. I know it's two of them every day in Piedmont.
Huh?
I know two of them is going to be down here at Piedmont. He's supposed to be on the way.
I'm going to tell you, if we can get some good news on this weather tomorrow, I'm going to tell you right now. He said he's coming. I think Latavius Maddox in his Vega, small block Vega, he said he's coming. It's a couple people that done said, damn, the weather done got bad for tomorrow, too. Damn, down here at Colonial Beach, the weather done got fucked up. But, yeah, a couple of people said they are coming to Piedmont on Saturday. You know, they want that action. So, I've been keeping up with that weather, but I'm going to tell you, the weather changed so quickly.
Hey,
BC.
Hey, Joe.
Uh-huh.
You still looking for the light?
Huh? Yeah, I'm still looking for those lights.
He's right here.
Huh?
He's right here.
If he got him, get him. I'll give you the money.
Hold on. Take a light. Wait. What do you want for him? All right, 75, Joe.
Good. Take him.
Hey,
that's
give
what's
me
the number?
Well, take my number. I'm on the phone. 336-825-1773. Just call me.
Oh, you got his number? I ain't got no pen right now. But I'm going to get ready to get off you guys. I'm sorry, but because I got to take this medicine, and once I take it, it gets me all drowsy, and I'll be knocked out.
Hey, but look, let me know this. How you been doing?
Well, I finished my treatments last week, so all the radiation's all done. It knocked the heck out of me, but I'm back. I'm getting back on my feet slowly but surely.
All right, that's all that counts, man. As long as you do it good, then that's all that counts.
We're returning
your
rental. Somebody should be out there.
Yeah, it was tough. I ain't gonna lie. I didn't think it was gonna be that tough. But that radiation, boy, when it hits you, it hits you.
Yeah, hey, I understand what you're saying. But yeah, I was talking to Monster the other day. He said, man, I'm glad to hear that. He was like, man, I talk to Joe sometimes there, and I'm glad to hear he's doing a lot better. And I said, yeah, that's what it's all about, man. You know, the racing is racing, but, you know, health and all that, you know, that comes first.
Excuse me, sir. Returning this car.
Yeah, that's one thing. I'm don't get me wrong. I miss it. I can't even go to the track. Couldn't do anything. All I can do is I hear about it, or I look at the videos on Facebook and stuff like that. I look at it, but I just couldn't. There was no way I can go anywhere, and I was like, you know, I mean, I couldn't sit out in the sun. They turn around, they got to wear a long sleeve shirt if you go outside, a hat over your head. You know, the radiation really affects you after that. It really, and then you didn't want to eat. You know, the whole bit. It put a real big one. I put the I got that 5 intensive days. Of radiation. So basically I got 10 times the dosage in 5 days. Most people go for 5 days for 5 weeks. And I went 5 days straight with the heavy dosage and didn't know how bad it really was going to do me, but oof, I found out the hard way. It was rough, but I came back around. I feel much better now.
Hey, I'm going to call you tomorrow because I just texted Chuck. I'm going to see if I can work on. I just text Chuck. I'm guessing that he probably will do that race because he was going to run the Pizza Gangster that day, but the Pizza Gangster, you know, they ended up not doing it. But he may just take that race with Pizza Gangster getting the break. He may just do that.
Yeah, because I think it was going to rain or something. It started to rain a little bit. That's before
he
would do it or something.
Yeah, he was going to do that race. So I probably can talk to Chuck, and he probably will bring the scandal down and, you know, I'll see what, you know, see what he wants. I know Chuck. Chuck, good guy, man. Ain't nothing.
Yeah.
Chuck is a real good guy. Stand up. Hung out with him in the Midwest. Hung out with him at Cecil. So I'm going to call him tomorrow and see if he'll, you know, if he'll give him the break and they can lock something in and that'll add another one to the finale.
Yeah, and I also got Racing Jason. He'll be coming, and I think I'm going to wait till he's just about ready, and then I got to call J.C. Richardson, and he's basically – I think he's going to try JC out.
Yeah, I think he is, too. He been telling me for a while that he wants that race, so.
Yeah, so Racing Jason is definitely going to be there, you know. And like I said, Young Stang, he'll be there. And it should be a good one, you know. It should be really good. I think it's going to be a good one. Everybody needs to get to see everybody before the wintertime, before everybody put the cars up. Because out west, in November, that's about it for them.
Yeah.
It really gets cold over there.
They coming out. It's almost like Baldy's race for them over here.
Yeah, so they're going to – yeah, so they had already told me they're coming. Like Leroy said, Sham's coming. Sham's got his car together. All of them got their car together. They also – they're going to bring their car, so it should be good. It should be a real good one. I mean, if you can't find a race that day, something wrong. That's how I look at it.
I'm going to be honest. If you can't find one, you really didn't come to look for one.
Yeah, you want to just test the tune. You didn't want to race. It should be a good one. Even some bikes we got coming.
I can't wait. Hey, Joe, talking about bikes, if you can find that, I got one that will lock any, and I will say any, but if you can find 1,000 on nitrous, we got one in the DMV that will lock in basically any 1,000 you know of.
Well,
there's one down here. I gotta see if he got his together.
I was just gonna say it.
Well,
Eddie Kane says he's the baddest 1,000 in the world.
Well, this person know that person, so we might just have to talk about that tomorrow.
We got a name for his bike.
You want to know this bike I'm talking about?
Yeah,
Cobra Commander.
Okay, well, we got a bike they call Dope Fiend that looking to run, too.
Yeah, and, that's the race. I'm going to tell you, we got to work on that one because that's the race the world, not the area. That's the race the world want to see right there.
Okay, because I got a personal friend of mine that I can get hold to, and he will make sure that race happens.
All right, well, I'm going to talk to Fonz tomorrow and see what we can do.
Okay, sounds good, JV.
That'll work, so.
All right, I'm going to be getting off here because my wife's looking at me right now because I ain't taking this medicine. So.
Well, look, I'm going to get off here, too, because really, you know, after 10, I mean, I could stay on the show, but ain't no recording going on. The lady from Blog Talk already pushed me off at 10, so it was good to have you. It was good to have you on here. And next week, I'm going to have Ronnie Brown on next week because he is having a race down at SGMP, and I, you know, never been there, so I think I
I think I'm going to have to make that trail,
man. All the race, you know, they just locked in the Tree Man versus the Corner. The Corner gets the 1-1. Yeah, so I might have to take this 12 to 13 hour drive. I did it to Chicago, so might as well do it on down to Georgia.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, so
I enjoyed myself, but I'll definitely give a call in next week.
All right, well, I'm going to call Fonz, and I know the M1 Cobra Commander is looking, and we need more grudge racing with the bikes, so I'm going to call him tomorrow, and we can see if we can lock that race in.
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
All right, you got to
see. I'll see
now.
If I can get in touch with Eddie, see what the hell he want to do.
All right, that'll work. All right,
might have to have a shootout. All right.
Yeah,
no, they don't want to. I tell you now, he don't want to do no shootout. He wants somebody beside him
I know
one
that,
shot.
See, now that I know you talking about, I know that them boys don't shoot out. They want that. They want to lock that five or better in.
Okay, there ain't no problem. You know, Dope Fiend to do it.
Oh yeah, I know he'll do it. So yeah, we need to. I'm gonna talk to Fonz and them tomorrow. They'll probably be at the beach, so we'll see what we can do.
All right, sounds good to me.
All right.
All right. Okay, you guys take care now.
All right,
okay. Okay, I'll vote.